you, and you are here, moving in our midst. I worship you, I worship you, and you are here, you're working in this place. I worship you, I worship you, you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. And you are here, touching every heart. I worship you, oh. And you are here, you're turning lives around. I worship you, I worship you, and you are here, you're mending broken hearts. I worship you, I worship you, and you are here, healing every heart. I worship you, I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Say way maker, yeah. Promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Say that is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. Oh, say that is who you are. Yeah, that is who you are. Oh, yeah, say, even when I don't. You never stop working. Say even when, you never stop, you never stop. Say even when. Say way maker, yeah. Promise keeper, my God, that is who you are. Oh, way maker, miracle worker, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Say even when, oh, even. even when I don't feel it. You never stop, no. You never stop. Say even when, you never stop, you never stop. Say even when, you never stop, you never stop. You never stop. Say, Waymaker. Oh, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Say, Waymaker, yeah. Promise keeper. My God, that is who you are. Come on, one more time. Waymaker, Waymaker. Miracle worker, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Oh, Lord, my God. What a precious Lord he is. Amen. His love constrains him to keep working. Amen. It's because of his love he keeps dealing with our situations. Amen. No matter what trouble we face, God is working. Amen. All things work together for our good. It's because he's working. Amen. If we had a God just sitting on his hands, it couldn't work out for our good. Nothing would work out for our good. But his love constrained him to keep on moving. Amen. If he's going to keep on moving and keep pressing, we must keep moving and keep pressing. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Almighty God, we're so grateful, Lord God, because you are Lord and you are God. You are not only Lord and God, but you are our God, Lord. It's a personal relationship with us, Lord God. And Lord God, we just love you, Lord. And we come this morning, Lord, to worship you, Lord, to just lay our lives at your feet and lay our burdens there, Lord, and just consecrate ourselves for you that you may use us, Lord, in any capacity you see fit, Father. So we ask, oh God, move down the corridors of our hearts, Lord. Anything that's not like you, Lord, purge us, Lord God, Father. We want to be perfect before you, Lord, and we can only be perfect by the blood that washes us, Lord. Father, we're so grateful, Lord God, that you provided blood. We're so grateful, Lord God. And Father God, we just ask, oh God, that you would anoint, Lord God, this congregation of your children. Anoint your people where they are, Lord God. Move by your spirit, Lord. Meet the needs of your people, Lord Jesus. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would anoint Brother Whisper, Lord God, afresh, Lord God, that he may bring forth your word to your people. A people ready to hear, a people ready to believe, a people ready, Lord God, to walk in your divine truth, Father. But we need to hear it, Lord, for faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of the Lord. So bring it forth, Lord God, that you may increase our faith. Lord, we love you so much, Lord, and ask that you would have your way. We commit this service into your hands along with ourselves. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to Psalms 92. Praise the Lord. Amen. Psalms 92 reads, It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Amen. Can you say amen to that? Amen. And to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon the psaltery. Upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But the Lord, our Most High, art most high forevermore. Still read it wrong. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of a unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. I believe that this morning. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright, he is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Praise the Lord. Let's give our God a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. That's a promise. We are witnesses to that. Right here in this house, we are witnesses to that. Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. Let's sing this little song together.
Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I will sing to you this song. I just want to say,
I lift my hands.
I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you. I just want to love you more than anything. Come on, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship and I just want to tell you, Lord, I love more.
Lord, I love you more than Come on, one more time. I love you. Say, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, oh. Come on, sing it with me like this. Say, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Can't make it without you. Can't make it without you. Say, I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's something about the name Jesus. Amen. His great name. Amen. Let's sing this little song together. It's because of that name we have victory this morning. Well, victory, oh, victory today, it is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today. Come on, first verse. Hallelujah. Well, when I rose this morning, I didn't have no doubt. Victory, victory, say victory today, it is mine. I told Satan, you better get thee behind. Victory today, joy is mine, joy is mine. Let's go back to that verse. Well, woke up this morning, I didn't have no doubt. I knew that the Lord will bring me out. Fell down on my knees, said, said, Lord, help me please. Got up singing, shouting, victory, victory, victory. No one like you, none like you, no, into the darkness you shine, out of the ashes we rise, there's no power. Our God, come on, into the darkness. Into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes. There's no one like you. No one, no. Not like you. Come on, our God is greater. Say, our God is greater, our God is stronger, God, you are higher than any. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, hallelujah. Our God is greater, yes he is, oh yes he is. Awesome in power, our God, our God, come on, say it. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, and if our God is for us, and if our God, and if our stop us, then what? Come on. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against? What can stand? What can stand against? What can stand? God, you are higher than any other. Our God is He, awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, and if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what can stand against?
strength and power, our God.
One more time, our God is greater. Yes, He is.
Oh, yes, He is. Father, our God is healer, awesome in power.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He's a victorious Savior. Amen. In our devotions this morning, you can have a seat in our devotions this morning. We read about how Elijah made the challenge to the prophet of Baal. My God, our God is greater. Let the God that answers by fire be God. Has He answered by fire today? Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. We're going to get into our specials this morning. Sister Michelle, God bless you. Will you come, sister?
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let the praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. While standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, yes, I am standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. By standing on the promises of God, yes, I am standing.
Amen. His word is yea and amen. You can stand on every promise. It cannot fail because God cannot fail. Amen. You believe that? I believe it. Amen. Whatever you have need of God, he said, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them. Amen. That must come to pass. Amen. It is written. Amen. That's how you're going to defeat Satan. Amen. That's how you defeat your own doubts, by it is written. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, thank you, sweet Jesus. My, 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 my. Amen. He gave you something to stand on. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You got solid ground if you're standing on the word. Praise the Lord. We think about Peter when Jesus came walking on the water. You think about that. When Jesus came walking on the water, Peter said, if that be you, Lord, bid me come. Amen. Jesus gave him one word, come. He stepped out on the word come, and he began to walk on the word come. Amen. If he would have kept his eyes on the word, he would have never failed. Amen. He had a promise of God. He said, Lord, if it be you, bid me come to you. Jesus gave him a promise. Come. Keep your eyes on your promise. Keep your eyes on the word. Amen. Don't worry about circumstances going on. They're lying vanities. They're trying to stop you from getting your blessing. Amen. If he got a promise for you, you can receive it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. We don't. Trying to think of any prayer requests. We want to continue to pray for Brother Daniel Gissenden. I still don't know the full story of what went on, but I believe his son left the word. And I don't know if there were some harsh words or whatever, but he really needs prayer. Amen. And it came to us, I guess, Tuesday, right before the brothers' prayer meeting. And we heard about it. It just struck my heart that, you know, when it comes to believers, things happen to us. It's not for ourselves. It's for other people. It really is. You know, God may give Brother Daniel something to preach to the people that are strengthening because of the situation that has arisen. I tell you what, you know, my heart still bleeds for Nehemiah. He's not standing with us. But there was something that happened to Brother Willie that made him, being a minister, a spectacle to the world. And all of us could watch Brother Willie stay with the word. And he has a promise. You hold that token over your family. Amen. He has a promise he can stand on, and we're believing with him. And I believe we're going to see his entire family sitting beside him serving the Lord. That happened to him because he had a strength that none of us had at the time. And God knew that. And he's still standing. He's still preaching. He's still believing. And we thank the Lord for you, Brother Willie. We believe him with you, brother. Amen. So stand on the promises of God. Amen. And we want to keep Brother Daniel in prayer this morning. And we want to pray for the saints that couldn't make it here and those that are traveling. Amen. And we have a little praise report we'd like to give to you and ask that you pray with us. Our home is under contract right now, and the closing date is set for August 15th, so we want to pray that all things go well. Praise the Lord. Amen. And we want to pray that the Lord will help us find a home. Amen. So we want to keep that in prayer. It's already done. Amen. I believe that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you give me the announcement? Praise the Lord. Thank you. Amen. Announcements. We have Wednesday service at 7:30. We'll continue to stream online, virtually. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and also on the church website, john423.org. On Twitter, our handle is @SpiritAndTruthT. On Facebook, it's SAT Tabernacle. You can find us there. We have Sisters Virtual Prayer Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. There will be no service here. Next Sunday morning, we'll be over at Rapture and Faith Tabernacle, July 22nd through the 24th on Friday. We have service at 7:30 p.m., Saturday evening at 7 p.m., Sunday morning at 10 a.m., and Sunday evening at 7 p.m. And Brother Gwinner, he will be preaching there also. Also, the youth outings coming up August 6th at 3 p.m., ages 15 and below. And the youth evening breakfast devotion August 19th at 7 p.m. All youth, see Brother Simba and Sister Ruth for more information. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then upcoming meetings on July 28th through the 31st at Bride Tabernacle of Jesus Christ Church. Their annual tent meetings are in Columbia, South Carolina. Brother Henry Simmons is hosting there. September the 2nd through the 4th at Greater Faith Assembly in Columbia, South Carolina. Brother Armstrong is hosting meetings there. And then on September 23rd through the 24th, we have men's meetings. Brother Barry, it'll be in Tennessee. Brother Barry will be hosting. Also, October 27th through the 30th at Bethel Youth Camp, Travelers Rest, South Carolina. Brother Jason Watkins will have a camp meeting there. So we want to pray for all of these services. Amen. Have a great time. Amen. As for our giving, you can go to the church's website, spiritandtruthtabernacle.org, or you can go to the My Church app. There's three ways of giving there: PayPal, Zelle, or Cash App. When using PayPal, please choose the option to transfer or send to a friend. This will minimize or eliminate any PayPal fees. The email address you would use is given at john423.org. That's the same email address you would use for Zelle. On Cash App, our handle is $SpiritAndTruthT. And for those desiring to mail their offering in, the address is here at the bottom of the screen. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our hearts. Almighty God, we're so grateful for your grace, your mercy in our lives, Lord, for every blessing, Lord, that you have presented to us all, Lord. And Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for every need that we have, Lord, knowing that you are our source and you are the supplier, Lord. And we just ask that you would have your way. Father, we pray, Almighty God, that you strengthen Brother Daniel, Lord God, as he's going through right now, Lord. But Father God, you have a word for him, Lord God, that he can stand on, Lord. And Lord, we just commit our brother into your hands, Lord, along with his family, along with the church there. Lord, for all of our sister churches, Lord, around this world, Lord, we all have need, Lord. And Father, we just ask that you minister to the needs of your people. And Father, it's for our giving, Lord God, we pray, Father God, that you would bless it, Lord Jesus. And Father, according to your word, we have brought it, Lord. And you have promises associated with it, Lord. So we're standing on those promises and believing you for those things. And Father, we pray for our brothers and sisters, Lord, that are not here, Lord God. Some may be sick, Lord God, and some, Lord, have gone away on different trips, Lord. We ask that you would be with them. Be with the saints wherever they are, Lord God. Father, you know, Lord, their situations and circumstances. You know their victories, Lord Jesus. And we ask that you continue to help us all press the battle and be clothed by the word, Lord, and be prepared for your coming. Bless Brother Whisper just now, Lord. Use him in a mighty way. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Bernice, God bless you. Will you come this morning?
You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, I lift my hands in worship and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory. And worship, and I bless your holy name, because you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else but you. There is no one like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Lord, I lift my hands in worship, and I bless your holy name. You deserve the glory and all of the honor. I lift my hands in worship, and we bless your holy name, because you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. Because there's no one like you.
Somebody ought to praise him for his goodness and his grace. He's a great and mighty king. Hallelujah. 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 We worship you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your goodness and grace, Lord, and your blessing that you have poured out upon us, Lord Jesus. Oh, how we worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He has done in each of us. Not everyone can hear and believe the word. They don't have the capacity. It's a miracle that we can believe. It's a miracle that the living God can live within us. He does miracles. miracles so great.
Amen. Try to get up in the morning without him. Try to breathe without him. You're looking for some great thing to come out the sky sometimes, and he's right there with you doing a miracle. Amen. Hasn't he met your needs? We all should have been dead and gone a long time ago. Satan had a target on us. But a miracle working God made a way of escape. So good. God bless you, Sister Bernice. We truly appreciate it. That's special. Sometime you need a reminder in song. Amen. But we're going to hear it in the word. Will you stand to your feet? Amen. We're going to invite Brother Whisper Gwinner to come. Amen. I finally realized why his parents named him Brother Whisper. Because every time he preached, I end up walking out of here whispering. He'll have you shouting up something, brother, and you lose your voice. Already got started. Yeah, they should have named him Brother Shout. Praise the Lord. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, man, I'm sorry. Let's sing this little song as Brother Whisper comes this morning. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound, amen.
Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we approach your throne of grace, Lord. What a song this is. Amazing grace. How sweet it sounds. That could save a wretched people such as us. Once we were lost, but now by grace we are found. Lord, we are told of when someone had the revelation of that grace, he jumped into the street and he asked the very first person he met, "Do you know grace?" Lord, that's the story of amazing grace. Father, when it struck our hearts, we left all to follow you. And we're so glad that we identified with you at this time. Father, thank you for giving us the opportunity to be your children. Thank you for the opportunity to come into your house. Thank you that, Father, when the rest of the world, Lord, is running around doing other things, but Father, there is a love inside of us that says we should go into the house of the Lord. Father, we are grateful, Lord, Father, that there is that desire inside of us. Lord, Father, the prophet says, as long as there is a desire, we know that we have not even crossed any line. Father, we are grateful to be here. We thank you, Father God, for this church. We thank you, Father, for the pastor, Brother Jack, together with the helps and the governments. We thank you, Lord, Father God Almighty, for their stand in the gospel. We pray that you can bless them, Lord. Father, as we come to fellowship around your word, Father, may you begin with us and may you help us as we go along the way. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. I want to greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So glad to be with you. So happy to be back in Florida. Amen. It's always a joy, you know, to be here and to see friends and acquaintances. We're so happy to be together with you again. Brother Jack called me and he told me that he was away and he wanted me to preach. So I said, yeah, I will comply. So by God's grace, we are here. Amen. I hope you're all doing good. Amen. I had old brother say that they should have called him Brother Shout. Yeah. Well, I don't know what I would have been then. Because all through my life I've been trying to whisper. So if it made me what I am by trying to whisper, I wonder what I would have been if the name had not been that. But now I know someone like me. It's my grandson. So he's shouting. Yeah, God bless you. Whilst you're standing, shall we just turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 23 so that we can go straight into the reading of the word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you've got it on the projector, yeah, perfect, that's it. 1 Samuel chapter 23, I'm going to start reading from verse 25 here. Saul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David, wherefore he came down into a rock and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for fear of Saul, for Saul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them. But there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore they called that place Selah Hamalekoth. We may be seated. I want to take a title from that very last part of verse 28. And they called the place Selah Hamalekoth. And the title I want to speak on is Selah Hamalekoth. Amen. Now, many times, you know, us as preachers, we're always preaching all the time. And the biggest battle that we have is when you go to a different place, what do you actually preach? Of all the sermons that you have been preaching, oh, he wants to come and preach with Grandpa. Of all the sermons that you have been preaching, then you wonder, where am I going to start from? It becomes such a battle. But this time around, I did not have to battle. Because when Brother Jack came to UK over Easter, what a blessing we had. And the saints that came together with him, we appreciate every one of them for that. But when Brother Jack came, he was preaching the last service, and he preached on a message that he titled, Our rock is not like their rock. And we've just been fellowshipping around more like the same thought. So when he preached on that, at that very time, I say to myself, when I go to his church, I'm going to preach on exactly the same thing. So we're just resetting back to Easter. Amen. And that's why I'm bringing this subject, Selah HaMelechoth. Amen. But let me start by reading what David says in Psalms chapter 103. In Psalms 103, verse 2, the Bible says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." What a powerful scripture that is. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. In other words, worship God, serve God, please God. But in all that, don't forget his benefits. There are benefits in serving God. Do me a favor and look to somebody next to you and tell them, do you know there are benefits in serving God? There are benefits in serving God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Let me say, when we serve God, amen, we come under a heaven full comprehensive coverage. We have a policy, we have an insurance that covers us fully. The prophet of God, many a time, you know, he would be found in these businessman meetings and they would ask him, are you a businessman? And the prophet always used to say, yes, I'm a businessman. I say, what business are you in? He says, I'm in the assurance business. We can talk a policy right now if you need one. So there is a policy, amen. And that policy is a blessed assurance. Hallelujah. Jesus is mine. And one guy said to Brother Branham, and he says, oh no, but that one won't take you to the grave. And Brother Branham said, I'm not worried about going in. I'm worried about going out. So we have a policy, church. And that policy, not only does it take us when we go through the River Jordan, but it takes us out. Hallelujah. It's a blessed assurance. Jesus, when he becomes yours, you have this blessed assurance. Praise God in the highest. Amen. But let me also say that this policy, though Brother Branham speaks about it as taking you out of the grave, but it don't start working there. It starts working now. Hallelujah. It covers us during this life. Why do I say that? Because it has a protection coverage. Hallelujah. Amen. The scripture says, touch not mine anointed. In other words, I have a protection over them. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. His angels encamp round about them that fear him. It is a protection. This coverage also has health coverage in it. By his stripes, we are healed. Amen. With the other ones, they might fail, amen, to honor it. But with this one, the bank of heaven, it always honors any claim to them that come believing. By his stripes, we are healed. And let me also say, it has a family coverage. When you take the policy, it just doesn't cover you. It covers you and your household. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? Moses was about to leave Egypt. And when he was about to leave Egypt, he said, he was asked, who is going to go? And Moses said, we are going with our young. We are going with our old. Not even just that, we are also going with our cattle. We are going with our flock. Not a hoof shall remain. It covers everything that we have. It has a family coverage. It has your assets covered. It has everything that we need covered under that policy. Can you say amen, somebody? Then I find a Rahab, amen, in Jericho. When the spies came, she was told, yes, you have a coverage. And this coverage will cover your entire family. She asked, can I bring my mama? Say, go bring your mama. Can I bring my papa? Say, go bring your papa. Can I bring my uncle? Oh, that will come under the token. You can bring them if they are protected. Oh, let me say to somebody here, you have a policy that covers not only you, but your loved ones. Apply the token. And when you apply the token, they will come under that token. The devil will have to let them go. I don't care who it is, but the devil will have to let them go. And the good thing about this policy is you don't need money to buy it. Come buy of me. Without money and without price. So we have the most comprehensive coverage. Amen. And let me say this cover, it covers you even when you are not aware. You see, when you have a policy, you have to be aware of the contents of your policy. That when a claimable event happens, you should be able to go and claim against your policy. Now, if you don't go to claim, they are not going to come and tell you, we have covered you, we are giving you this. They don't work that way. You gotta know the benefits of your claim, and when a claimable event happens, then you're supposed to go and make a claim. So even with ours as well, at times you've got to go and make a claim. But let me also say it covers us, even, amen, when we are unawares. That's how faithful our God is. That he does not need to explain every single detail to you. When he has not even explained what he's about to do, you just find that there are benefits that are accruing. When you are sleeping, you find there are benefits that are accruing. Why? Because we have a 24/7 coverage. The angels of God, they encamp round about them. They are not there part-time, but they are there on a full-time basis. Hallelujah, that when you are even unaware, it is covering you all the same. So God does not need to explain everything to us. At times we just see benefits. Woo! They just drop in. And you just wake up to say, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Now let me get to my sermon. First Samuel we started with. The scripture says, and David made haste to get away for fear of Saul. For Saul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them. But there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. Therefore they called the place Selah Hamalekoth. And our title is coming from this verse 28. Now, many times when you read the Bible, you find some of these words that are written in their original form. So even when the translations happened, they were kept in their original form. Amen. Now, many times when you come across some of these words, at times you are given the reason why that word is there. But at times we are not told. Now, take for instance, when you go into the Bible, you'll find that Isaac dug a well. And when Isaac dug the well, they called it Esek. And the reason of it was because they strove with him. And then he dug another one and he called it Rehoboth. And he says the reason of it is the Lord hath made room for us. Okay. So we are given the meaning of that word. Moses had a son and he called his name Gershom. He says, for I've been a stranger in a strange land. We find Joseph as well. Joseph, amen. He had two sons, and one he named him Manasseh, and the other one he named him Ephraim. And the reason why he called this one Manasseh, he says, the Lord hath made me to forget my toys and my father's house. And then he named the other one Ephraim. He says, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. So we are told the meanings of these words. But then there are times, amen, where the meaning is not given in the scripture. But when you go to the direct translation of the word, we will know what the meaning is. Like Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who provide himself a sacrifice. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Tzidkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. And I like that one. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. And I believe he's here this afternoon. I believe he's here in this church. Amen. So we get to understand some of these meanings just by the direct translation. But then at times, there is no direct translation that even comes. And you go to dig it up and you find there is nothing to it. And in that case, that is when now Bible scholars, they've got to go and dig deep into the word to try and find out, but why, and what was the meaning that was behind this word? And such is the word like Selah HaMalekoth. Selah HaMalekoth is one such word where if you go into the Bible, you cannot find the direct meaning of it. And like I say, this is where you go now to looking at the Bible scholars. You go to look at the history of the places. You go to investigate and to find out, but what was the real meaning of it? Now, when Bible scholars started looking at this, they came up with two possible meanings for this Selah HaMalekoth. And they say the first one is, it's a rock of escape. And then the other one is a rock of divisions. Now, the reason why they call or say that it is likely to be a rock of divisions is they try and say it was depicting Saul's divided mind at this time. Because at this time, amen, Saul is told the Philistines have come to invade the land. And then Saul, he has to leave that place and then go to fight the Philistines. And they say that he was in a battle of whether to pursue after David or to pursue after the Philistines. But unfortunately, though they say that, but I don't find that to be supported by scriptural events. Because when you look into the Bible, if you read here, verse number 27, it says, there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David and went against the Philistines. I don't read where he's battling in his mind. There is an instruction that is given. Oh, a message that has been sent. And the message says the Philistines have invaded the land. And no sooner than he hears that, he just makes a decision and he goes straight and he leaves, you know, fighting David and he goes to defend the land. So this rock of division, it does not gel with the scriptures. Are you with me? So I don't agree with those Bible scholars there. But the one that I agree with is the rock of escapes. Because that is what is supported by scriptural events. Now let's look into those events. This setting of the scripture. We know this was at the time when David was a fugitive. He was now in the wilderness, pursued of Saul. And he was running away from Saul, who wanted to kill him. Then he had this 600 men that came to, you know, team up with him. And when he was there in the wilderness with these 600 men, the Bible says that these were vain fellas. But somehow, praise God, he managed to turn those vain fellas to become mighty gentle warriors. And I wonder how he did it. But I believe it was because he was preaching to them that you are not what the devil says you are. You are what God says you are. You are not what this world is trying to make you to be. You are a daughter of God. You are a son of God. Oh, let me speak to somebody here and tell you that Satan always tries to pull you down. But you gotta look yourself in the mirror of the word and say, I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. They were called vain fellas. They had been made vain because of circumstances of life. But when David started to talk to them, he says, inside of you, I see great men. I see mighty men of valor. I see men that can slay giants. And before you knew it, they were slaying giants. From being vain fellas, they became mighty gentle warriors. Transformed by the word. And I like that. The word transforms us, makes us into the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now David, at that time, he's running away from Saul. And as he's running away from Saul, you'd almost think that this man would not be mindful of the work of God. But no, not David. At a time when he was a fugitive, he hears that the Philistines have gone to invade this place that was called Keilah. And then David says, let me go and rescue Keilah. But before he goes, he asks God and he says, God, should I go and rescue Keilah? And the Philistines had got into Keilah and they had gone there and they were invading the threshing floors. They were taking all the harvest. They were taking everything that the children of Israel had harvested. And you know, many a time, saints, we read this in the Bible, that these Philistines, they would wait until harvest time. They get the children of God to do all the laboring, all the planting, all the harvesting. When everything is ready, then they come and they just snatch everything. What a devil. He has never changed his pattern. He always waits until you have got somewhere. That's when he wants to come in and take what God has given you. But at that time, amen, the prophet of God gives us an example of this man that was called Shamgar. Shamgar, you know, the prophet dramatizes this. And he says the Philistines would come, tromp, tromp, tromp. And then they go to take what they had. But one day Shamgar got angry and he says, I've had enough of this. I'm tired of what the devil is doing. He picked up an ox god and he says, I might not be a soldier. I might not be a trained somebody, but I have a big God. And he picked up that ox god and he said, I'm going after these Philistines. And he slew them. Oh God, give us some Shamgars here. Yes, at times you got to get to a place where you say to Satan, enough is enough. I've seen you around my house for far too long. I've seen you around my children for far too long. Enough is enough. We are drawing the line. Things have got to change. Oh, praise the Lord. There's got to come a year where you say, this year, things have got to turn around. Enough is enough. I cannot carry on in this direction. I cannot carry on in this side. I've got to get to the other side. Oh, somebody say amen. You got to get some righteous indignation at a certain point in your life and say, no, man, I'm a daughter of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a man that is on a mission. I'm born for a purpose. I'm not just a nobody. I'm a son of the living God. I came from God and I go back to God. My God is on my side. And if God be for us, then who can be against us? Amen, amen. You gotta get angry at some point. So David heard that these Philistines had come again. And they were now in Keilah. Now, this David was not part of that city. But he knew that these are my brothers. And he says, if they are my brothers, I'm my brother's keeper. I'm gonna go and fight and rescue my brothers. Now, Keilah was a gated city. It was a city that was under bars. So it was a city that was walled. So it was a very dangerous undertaking for David to go to that place. So David, he spoke to his man and he says, I'm feeling this inspiration. Can I go? Can we go and rescue our brothers? And the brother says, hey, David, that is a walled city. We cannot go into that place. They were afraid. But David at that time, he went and he consulted the Lord. And the Lord told him, you can go and you will rescue it. Oh, I like it, amen, that when God says go, it does not matter what is against you. It does not matter what the odds are. If God is with you, then God will fight your battle. So God took David into Keilah, and David went and he rescued the city out of the hands of the Philistines. God, give us some Davids. that can say, yes, it is not my battle, but it is my brother's battle. It is not my battle, but it is my sister's battle. But as long as my sister is not free of that demon, I'll be doing the fasting. And I'll be doing the praying. That was the spirit that David had. He went and he rescued that place. And then he settled in there. Then when he was in there, then Saul heard that David was in Keilah. And when Saul heard that David was there, then Saul said, aha, he has gone into a walled city. Now it's easy for me to go and capture him, because he will not run away. We'll just compass the place and then we'll take him. So that's when now David at that time, praise God, something had happened prior. What had happened? There was an Abiathar who had escaped the sword when Doeg was slaying the sons of the priests. And then he came to Keilah where David was, and he came with an ephod. So David then, amen, he called for that ephod. Look at the wisdom of God, that before David is entrapped, he allows an Abiathar to come in there with an ephod that he can inquire, God going ahead of the plan of the wicked devil. And our God is still doing the same thing. He goes ahead of Satan, that before, amen, you get to the place where you are cornered of Satan, God has already made a way of escape. Oh, let me tell you, saints, our God is not a reactive God. Our God is a proactive God. Before things happen, he has already sorted things out. So no matter where you are taken to, I want you to know that God has already made a way of escape. Glory to God. So he goes there, amen, and inquires of the Lord. And God says, aha, this is what is about to take place. David is asking God, is Saul going to come into this place? And God says, he's coming. And he says, will the people of the city give me up to Saul? And he was told, yes, they will surrender you. So David, when he heard that, then together with his men, he escaped. And he came out of the place and he went. So Saul, by the time he tries to come there, David is already escaped. But then at the very same time, then he goes into this wilderness. When he goes into this wilderness, that was when he went, amen, into the wilderness of Ziph. Then the Ziphites, they sold him out. And they went and they told Saul, and they said, we have found David. He's abiding by here. Then David hears that Saul is coming again. And when Saul is now coming, then David, he moves from the wilderness of Ziph. If you look at the map of Israel, Ziph is just on top here. And then just below is the wilderness of Maon. And in that wilderness of Maon, that's when David then runs into. And when he gets into there, that's now where we find ourselves in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 23, which is the scripture that we read. He is now escaped, amen, from the wilderness of Ziph, and is now in this wilderness of Maon. But they are all in the inheritance of Judah. So these places are close by one to another. Now when he is in this wilderness of Maon, then he hears Saul is coming along. And then Saul, he comes and he starts to encompass roundabout. Give me that scripture now, 1 Samuel chapter 23. Now in verse number 25, the Bible says, Saul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David. Then now, verse 26, and Saul went on this side of the mountain, and David and his men on that side of the mountain. And David made haste to get away for fear of Saul, for Saul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them. Now I want you to watch. God does not play with words. Whenever there is a word that is laid in the scripture, it is because there is a reason for it. The scripture says that David was compassed round about. Now when you are compassed round about, it means you are surrounded. It means he's everywhere. And here the scripture says David, he made haste for fear of Saul. So he made haste to get away. But what he doesn't realize is though that he wants to get away, but he's actually surrounded. He doesn't realize that he's actually surrounded. He doesn't realize that Saul's people are all over around him. But hallelujah, though David does not realize what is going on, but there is a God that is in heaven that can see all things. And God recognizes that this David is a man that is under a policy. He's got a full comprehensive coverage. And that coverage, it covers him even when he's unawares. So though he was unaware, but the policy that David was under, it had to kick in at that time. So God looks from glory and God says, I see they have surrounded him. He's making haste, but in whatever direction he goes, he shall be found and they will capture him. And the light of Israel is going to be destroyed. So God says, I anointed this man. I cannot cause him to perish at this place. I'm going to protect him. So God from glory, he orchestrates a man, a strategy that is coming from heaven when David is unawares about it. You see, church, there are times when the policy kicks in when we are not aware. I find that with the children of Israel, when Balaam and Balak wanted to curse Israel, Israel was sleeping, amen, and God was fighting their battles. Have you ever read that scripture? When Balak, amen, and Balaam were doing whatever they were doing, that whole conversation, it was between Balaam, Balak, and God. And Israel was never mentioned in it. They were not even aware that there were people that were trying to curse. And God stopped the curse before it even got to them. Oh, let me tell you this afternoon. There are things that are happening behind you. And God is canceling things and situations before you even know about it. Oh, that's what our policy does. Amen. When you are even not aware. But God, amen, he sends the protection. When we get over yonder church, when we get before the presence of the Lord, we shall be surprised when we shall see the battles that God fought for us. We shall wish we had praised him, amen, even more than we praise him now. So David is surrounded, amen, and there is no way of escape for David, and he doesn't realize that I'm completely cornered. Then heaven sees it, that there is no way of escape, amen, and in the seventh dimension, God starts to orchestrate a plan that will come onto these three dimensions. So God says, what do I do? He says, let me move things around. God causes the Philistines to go and invade, hallelujah, Israel. And then God causes a messenger to run with a message to where Saul is. And he runs to where Saul is. And he says unto Saul that the Philistines have invaded the land. So Saul at that time, he's left with no alternative. He's got to make a decision, and the decision is, I got to go and defend the land. So he leaves following David. He calls all his men that had surrounded David round about, and he says to the people, retreat, because there is a more urgent business. And they retreat, hallelujah, and they go out, amen. Now I'm on verse 27, hallelujah. And there came a messenger unto Saul, saying, haste thee and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. Wherefore Saul returned from pursuing after David, and went against the Philistines. Therefore they called that place Selah Hamaleko, the rock of our escape. So David was now completely surrounded. But then God, he comes up with a way for him to escape. Completely contrary to the imaginations of Saul. Completely unawares to what David was seeing. But God comes as the escape route out of the place that David had found himself. Hallelujah. So Selah Hamalekoth, the rock of our escapes, he became the escape route for David on that day. Oh, I want somebody right here, right now, that might be trapped. I want you to know that though you are trapped, but there is a Selah HaMalekoth. There is a man, a rock of escape. When Satan thinks that I've got you now cornered and there is no way out for you, but I got some good news for you. There is Selah HaMalekoth, the rock of our escape, that you don't need to know what is happening behind the scenes. Jesus Christ, our God in glory, he makes a way. When Satan thinks that it is done, then God brings that policy and he says, this one is insured. Angels rush to sister so-and-so. There is a problem in your home. Rush to the house of brother so-and-so. There is a problem. Make a way of escape. The rock of our escape. When it looks like it is impossible, God comes your way and he says, I'm here to rescue you. Let me say to you this afternoon that, amen, there is a rock of escape. No matter what Satan is still trying to do. Or is it still morning? Whatever it is. Amen. There is a rock of escape. And let there be a Selah HaMalekoth in this congregation this afternoon. I don't know what the devil has trapped you on, but my message to you is, let there be a Selah HaMalekoth. You might be surrounded by every enemy from every side, but I'm speaking the word and I'm saying, let there be a Selah HaMalekoth. There shall be a rock of escape. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. Don't give up on God, irrespective of your situation. God is still got a way. When Satan says it is finished, God says, not when I've not signed. God comes with a rescue plan and he says, there is Selah HaMalekoth, the rock of our escape. How does he become the rock of our escape? Because he's in a class all by himself. Deuteronomy chapter 32, it then says, how should one chase 1,000 and 2 10,000, except their rock had sold them and the Lord had shut them up? For their rock is not like our rock, even our own enemies themselves being the judges. Our rock, church, is not like their rock. So I don't care what is happening around you, but your rock is not like their rock. Even your enemy being the judge. Our rock is a special rock. Oh, come on, saint. Our rock is a special rock. Our rock has feet. Because my Bible says it followed them through the wilderness. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? And our rock has ears. Because Moses was told, speak to the rock. Oh, praise the Lord. And when you speak to the rock, our rock has a mouth. Because it can answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was told, speak to the rock, and it will bring forth his waters. But watch the scripture. It will bring forth his. In other words, it's not an it. This rock is a he. This rock is a person. This rock is Jesus. Our rock is not like their rock. Even our own enemies being the judges. Oh, come on, church of the living God. You have a solid rock that is backing you. You have a solid rock that is on your back. Amen. Covering you in every direction. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. When they thought that they were about to die of water, but Selah HaMalekoth came, the rock of escape, in the form of that rock that followed them in the wilderness. Let me say, no matter how well you are trapped and how the devil, amen, thinks he has now got you fixed, I'm telling you, it's not over. It is not over. Or if I can sound it loud and clear, when Satan comes and says it's over, it is not over. It's not over until God says it's over. Hey, take courage. Don't give up on God, because he won't give up on you. Yes, he's able. He will pick you up from where you are. Can you say amen, somebody? Hallelujah. Never allow yourself to be overwhelmed.
I don't care what the situation is like, but never allow yourself to be overwhelmed, because you are not of your own. You are a child of God. You walk with God. You don't serve God for naught. There is a God that is in heaven. And I got some good news for you. The way of escape is here this afternoon. Whatever Satan has tried to do, I'm here to announce, Selah Hamalekoth, you shall escape. You are coming out of that situation. Whatever it is, praise God in the highest. Amen and amen. When there is nothing that us as human beings can do. But I'm so glad that I got a God that says, when you are not able, let me take it up. When you have given up, let me take it up. Let me hold it for you, my daughter. Let me hold it for you, my son. Thou art mine. You are called by my name. Selah Hamalekwa. Hallelujah. We read of a few examples of how God came to become a rock of escape. How many love the Bible? Let me just look at some scriptures here. Genesis chapter 20. The Bible says, and Abraham journeyed from thence towards the south of towards the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech king of Gerar sent and took Sarah. We know this story. This is when Abraham goes to this place. And the king of Gerar, he takes Abraham, because Abraham, it says that this Sarah is my sister. Now Abraham, he's completely cornered. He's got no way of getting out of this situation. You know, church, there are times when you are beaten all systems out. And there's just no way for you to come out of a situation. That's exactly what we find here. Abraham got into that position where he's completely cornered and there's no way for him to come out. And I can imagine Abraham is told, we have come to take your wife because the king wants to marry your sister. And the soldiers are just so happy to announce to Abraham, you are such a privileged man. You're going to be the king's brother-in-law. And meanwhile, Abraham is burning. Says, yes, she's my half-sister, but the wife is already gone. But Abraham, as a man of God, I believe then he went down on his knees and he started to pray. He called on the name of his God. And let's imagine that this was in the morning. And Abraham, as he's praying, as us Christians, you know, when we are praying, we want an answer to come running and right there. Abraham says, you know what? I know my God. Before 12 o'clock, my wife is back here. 12 o'clock comes, no wife. And he ups the gear and he says, you know what? Let me pray until the evening time. For in the evening time, it shall be light. I'm a message believer. Wait until 7 o'clock. 7 is the number of God's completion. He's quoting scriptures. 7 o'clock comes. Wife, no wife. 10 o'clock, no wife. 11 o'clock, no wife. 12 midnight, he gives up. Now when he has now given up, beaten all systems out, oh glory to God. And at that time when he's now beating all systems out, Selah Hamalekoth steps in right there in the palace. Somehow, amen, just about the time when Abraham was saying at 7 o'clock something is going to happen, the king suddenly started to feel dizzy and he fell asleep. And somewhere along there, then the king had a dream. And in that dream, then God spoke to him and he says, return this man's wife. Oh, glory to God. Let me tell you, church, it does not matter that you don't see the answer right now. But behind the scenes, there is a God that is in action. There are things that are happening. There is God that is moving things into their places. Abraham was not aware that God was sending a dream unto this king. You are not aware that God is dealing with your situation in a realm where you don't understand. Oh, just trust Jesus. Hallelujah. It is like what the prophet of God says about when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were thrown into the fiery furnace. What they could see was the fire. What they could see, amen, was the temptation and the trial that was in front of them. But the prophet says, let's turn the camera a little bit and let's look into heaven. In heaven, there was a jostling about. Hallelujah. Angels coming, saying, let me go and I'll flood that water. And God says, just stay put. Another one comes, says, let me go and rescue them. God says, no, this is a man-sized job. I'll go down myself. Or turn the camera and look what God is doing in a realm that you know nothing about. There is something that is taking place. Selah Hamalekoth. God is fixing a way of escape for you. So Abraham, then you know, he just wakes up, because I believe they couldn't take Sarah in the evening. So they had to wait for the morning. Then Abraham, he wakes up, he's now all tears. But then he sees a motorcade coming along. And they come and they say, hey, so what's happening? And they drop Sarah and they drove away. Then, you know, they are, Abraham asked Sarah, so what took place, Sarah? And Sarah says, I don't know. The men just came, you know. When I arrived yesterday, I was put in this nice little room and I was there all night. So what happened? Until this morning, these men just came and they said, we have been given instruction to take you back to your husband. And Abraham says, he knows I'm your husband. How did he know? I don't know. Selah Hamalekoth. He goes to speak where you don't even know that he's speaking. And he returned the man's wife, a way of escape. And not only that happened, but at the same time as well, God, according to verse number 3, but God came to Abimelech in a dream night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But then watch verse number 17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maid servants, and they bare children. For the Lord had first closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech. So just the moment that they took Sarah, God moved and he shut up the wombs of all the women in that land, of all the cattle in the land, of all the flocks in the land. That's what God does. Our God fights, amen, when we are not even aware that he is fighting. Let me take another example here. In the book of 2 Kings chapter 18. Now in the 14th year of King Hezekiah, did Sennacherib king of Assyria come up against all the fenced cities of Judah and took them. And Rabshakeh said unto them, speak ye now to Hezekiah, thus says the great king of Assyria, what confidence is this wherein thou trustest? I've just read verse 13 and verse 19. You know the story. This was in the days of Hezekiah. Then in the days of Hezekiah, this king, he comes to invade the king of Syria. He comes against Hezekiah. And he comes and he surrounds them. And then when he comes now, he starts to threaten them. And he says, which God has been able to deliver them? Let's look at verse 33. Hath any of the gods of the nations delivered at all his land out of the hand of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and of Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Ava? Have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? Who are they among all the gods of the countries that have delivered their country out of my hand, and the Lord should deliver Jerusalem out of my hand? This man comes with a CV and he starts to quote his CV and he says, look at my CV. Where are the gods of Iva? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim? Where are the gods of Hena? Where are the gods of Iva? Who has been able to save me, to save their land out of my hand? And look at this church. He says, have they delivered Samaria out of my hand? At this time, he had actually invaded Samaria. And Samaria was besieged. So Hezekiah was the king of Judah. But at that time, Samaria had actually been taken. So it's not even about the God of Israel. That's what he's trying to say. Which God has delivered? But Hezekiah, he knew something better. When the devil comes quoting his CV, you gotta know where you stand with your God. Hallelujah. This man was walking right. He was not like the kings of Israel. The kings of Israel, the reason why they'd got to where they got to is because they weren't walking right with God. But when it came to Hezekiah, he was a man that was serving God. When you know where you stand with your God, don't be threatened by the CV of Satan. You say, Satan, you want to give me your CV? Let me also read the CV of my father. Then you pick your Bible and he says, let's start at Genesis. I'm going to start right on Genesis chapter 1. Let's read together, Satan. And by the time you get to Genesis chapter 3, then you say, Satan, look here. I know who you are. You are that serpent. And by the time, amen, you come to the scripture of the seed of the woman that will bruise the head of the serpent, you have defeated Satan right there. You can say, I closed God's CV. If you want some more, come tomorrow. He will flee from that moment onwards. He will not even come because he knows you know where you stand. You have a revelation of serpent seed. And you can defeat Satan anytime. Oh, glory to God. I don't care how the devil comes to you. No matter what he comes saying, you know that you are a son of God. So he came quoting all this. And he says, this is what I have done. And this is what has happened and everything else. But at that time, you see, Hezekiah, he made a mistake. He was told, now let's negotiate. And when they started negotiating, he said, so what is it that you want? And he says, okay, pay me 300 talents of gold and 300 talents of silver. Hezekiah went into the house of God. He started ripping off the door handles. He started ripping off everything that was gold. And he put it together and he paid this man. And after he paid this man, he thought there was going to be peace. Let me tell you, saints, never get into the trap of negotiating with Satan. He's no being to negotiate with. You stand your ground. And you say, if I perish, let me perish. But I'm not negotiating with Satan. You see, because when you negotiate with Satan, then Satan will turn around and he will demand more. And that's exactly what he did. 2 Kings chapter 19. And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master. This was when Hezekiah, amen, had now sent a message unto Isaiah. And he says, you know, we are in trouble here. This day is a day of trouble. The time to bring forth is come, but there is no strength to bring forth. Then they send a message unto Isaiah, and Isaiah sent a message back. And Isaiah said, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, and for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. Exactly what happened with David. God does exactly the same thing. When Hezekiah cries unto the Lord, then God comes, amen, and he causes a war to break out in another corner so that the king of Assyria, he leaves this place to go and defend his own grounds. Selah Hamaleko. And at that time, amen, then Hezekiah is free. But as I say, church, no matter what has happened, never negotiate with the devil, because then Hezekiah, he had negotiated with Satan. Sennacherib representing. So he came back. So in now in 2 Kings chapter 19 verse 14. And Hezekiah received the letter of the hand of the messengers and read it. And Hezekiah went up into the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. And Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O God of Israel, which dwellest between the cherubim, thou art the God, even thou alone, of all the kingdom of the earth. Thou hast made heaven and earth. Lord, bow down thine ear and hear. Open, Lord, thine eyes and see and hear the words of Sennacherib, which had sent him to reproach the living God. Of a truth, Lord, the kings of Assyria have destroyed the nations and their lands, and they have cast their gods into the fire, for they were no gods. Oh, I like this man. Threatened, but knew his position. Knew the God that he had served. Knew which God he was on his side. He says, they are talking about, oh, this is showing me his CV. But I know one thing, those were not gods. Those were works of man's hands. But thou alone art God. Now therefore, O Lord, our God, I beseech thee, save thou us out of his hand, that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that thou art the Lord God, even thou only. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent to Hezekiah, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, that which thou hast prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. Oh, I like it, church. When it comes to a place when you are praying and you are crying before God, and then God turns around and he says, that which you have prayed, I have heard. What a consolation that is. That which you have been crying about, I have heard. Oh, let me speak to somebody here. You see, God speaks in a very simple way. The prophet of God says, the closest place to heaven on earth is behind the pulpit. How does God speak to us? Through the preaching of the word. When you come to church, praise the Lord, it is God that is going to be speaking to you. When I come to church, I don't come to hear a preacher. I come to listen to what God is saying through the preacher. Even if I'm the preacher. But I'm also waiting to hear what God is going to say about my situation. Oh, church, I came to a place sometime in my life where I said, you know what? I got to be the first person to believe the message I preach. I'm not here to preach to others. I'm here to be preached to as well. So whilst the word is going forth, I'm also feasting on exactly the same word. So if there is going to be a benefit, oh glory to God, that will come to the church, let it not be the congregation only, but let it also be me that starts by benefiting, because I believe the preacher. Woo! So when you come to church, come expecting to hear what God is saying about your situation. Now I have what God is saying about your situation, and I've lined it up in red. That which thou hast prayed to God, amen, the Lord has heard. Oh, let me speak to somebody. That prayer that you have been praying about, God has heard. Oh, get ready, amen, tomorrow to receive an answer. Get ready, amen, this very coming week to receive an answer. That which you have been praying about, the Lord has heard. Oh, come on, Florida. Come on, Spirit and Truth. That which you have been praying about, the Lord has heard. I don't know who I'm speaking to here. I don't know who is ready to receive. I don't know who says, yes, Lord, I've been waiting for my answer. I've been waiting, Lord, patiently waiting. But here comes the answer by the prophecy of the word. That which you have prayed about, the Lord has heard. Therefore, increase your expectation. Oh, praise the Lord. Wait for that phone call. Oh, praise the Lord. Wait for that letter. Oh, praise the Lord. Wait for that thing that you have been crying about. Can you say amen, somebody? Can you say amen, somebody? Our rock is not like their rock. Our rock has ears. Our rock hears. And when he hears, he speaks back. Speak to that rock. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 21. This is the word that the Lord has spoken concerning him. The virgin, the daughter of Zion, had despised thee and loved thee to scorn. The daughter of Jerusalem had shaken her head at thee. Oh, I love this. Church of the living God, there's got to come an hour when, as the bride of Jesus Christ, you got to shake your head. You got to say no. No more, Satan. Enough is enough. I can't have this anymore. When you shake your head, you are refusing. It's a sign to say no. The daughter of Zion, the bride of Jesus Christ, has now shaken her head. She's saying, no more blood pressure. No more sugar diabetes. No more sickness. No more trouble in my family. I'm shaking my head. I don't know who it is this afternoon that can say, I'm looking at my problem in the face and I'm shaking my head. I'm saying, no more. There's got to come a change. And after this service, oh, who receives it? After this service, I'm going to say to Satan, it's over. It's over. Yes, you can snap into your liberty right now whilst the word is going forth. While Peter yet spoke, the Holy Ghost, he fell upon the people. Who hast thou reproached and blasphemed? And against whom hast thou exalted thy voice and lifted up thine eyes on high, even against the Holy One of Israel? But I know thy abode, and thy going out and thy coming in, and thy rage against me, because thy rage against me and thy tumult is come up into mine ears. Therefore I'll put my hook in thy nose and my bridle in thy lips, and I'll turn thee back by the way by which thou comest. God says, go tell this devil, I'm gonna put my hook, oh glory, in his nose. And I'm going to drag him until I chuck him out. Because he don't belong in your body. He don't belong in your home. He don't belong in the church of the living God. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria. He shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with a shield, nor cast a bank against it. By the way that he came, by the same shall he return, and shall not come into the city, says the Lord. For I will defend this city to save it for my own sake and for my servant David's sake. Oh, let me say to somebody this afternoon, the Lord will defend this city. The Lord will defend this tabernacle. The Lord will defend that body of yours. The Lord will defend that family of yours. That devil is not going to come and take you over. No, I refuse. I refuse in Jesus Christ's name. You are a daughter of God. Hallelujah. God says, I will defend the city and I will save it. Verse 35. And it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote the camp of the Assyrians in 185,000. And when they arose in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. Israel did not need to fight. Selah Hamalekoth. He went in the middle of the night, and it was the way of escape. He smote them, amen. And my Bible says here, in 185,000. My. Glory to God. And when they woke up in the morning, it was all dead corpses. Nothing alive. No sword lifted. No battle fought. Oh, tomorrow when you wake up, oh, who receives it? Tomorrow when you wake up, get ready to see some dead corpses everywhere. Your situations are destroyed. Oh, you know what, saints? I've never preached like this and nobody comes with a testimony. You will be the first ones if there's no one that comes with a testimony. But let me tell you, somebody is going to come up with a testimony to say, you know what? When I wake up, I'll find dead corpses. I'll find my battles already been won. Oh, glory to God. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, departed and went and returned and dwelt in Nineveh. And it came to pass as he was worshiping in the house of Neskor, his god, that Adrammelech and Sharezer, his son, smote him with a sword. And that was the end of the king of Assyria. Don't play with the children of God. Oh, church of the living God. There are so many examples that we find in the word. But as we are fixing to come to a close, but let me come to David again here. Selah Hamalekoth is what David called the name of that place. I believe it was David that called the Selah Hamalekoth. because he had the revelation of what had happened. But I want you to watch by interpretation. It is not the rock of our escape as in singular, but it is the rock of our escapes as in plural. Why is it the rock of our escapes? Hallelujah. When David said, Selah HaMalekoth, verse 28 here, it wasn't the rock of escape, which was a single escape, but it was the rock of escapes. David at this time, he had experienced many escapes. Twice, he had escaped the javelin. He had also escaped the plot of Saul when he said, I want 100 foreskins for my dowry. He had escaped the plot of Saul when he wanted to use his daughter to slay David. So David had experienced many a time how the escape of God had come. So he knew, I am where I am, not because I am smart, not because I am able, but with him I can run through a troop. With him I've leaped over a wall. It is through Jesus that I've been able to do what I do. So he says, Selah HaMalekoth, the rock of escapes. And what does that tell me, church? What it tells me is that God is not a God of a single escape. He's a God of many escapes. And what it tells me is that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And let me say, if God ever gives you an escape, the same God, if you are found in another trap, he will give you another escape. Because he's the rock of escapes. He's not a rock of one escape. He's a rock of escapes. If you have had a testimony in your life, no matter what the devil puts you in, you can look back into your testimony and you say, the God of yesterday is still the same God even today. Oh, who has a testimony here? Something that happened some years back. Something that you can look back to and you can say, it was in that year of 2000, God came to my rescue. It was in that year of 2010, God came to my rescue. I'm saying the same God is here present and he's here to rescue you. The rock of your escapes. And let me say, church, whenever you have a testimony, be in the habit of recording your testimony. Of keeping evidences of your testimonies. Hallelujah. Jacob, when he was coming from his home, running from Esau, going to Laban, his father-in-law, he came to a certain place that was called Bethel, and he had an experience at that place. And at Bethel, after he had an experience, the Bible says he erected a stone there. Hallelujah. He placed it right there as a memorial. And you find when Jacob is now coming back to his land, amen, he stays in another place. But eventually then God speaks to him and he says, return to Bethel where I first met you. There was a sign that he left at that place. Let me say, when God does something for you, take a testimony. If it means taking a picture, take a picture. If it means writing something, write it. If it means filing it, file it. Why should you do it? Because you know there are times when the devil will begin to rage and he will begin to tell you that God has forsaken you. But when the devil comes like that, open your notebook and you start with him the year that you repented. Oh, praise be to God. And say, it was in this year, Satan, 20 years ago, I met the Lord. 2 years later, he gave me the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I recorded the day. 5 years later, he came to my rescue. 10 years later, this is what happened in my life. Another year, this is what happened in my life. And brother, before you finish naming your testimonies, Satan is already on the door. He's already left your house. Before you step into a depression, read your testimonies. Tell the old man, devil, I know who I am. I know where I came from. I know where I am going. I'm not an accident and I'm not an incident. I'm a servant of God. Oh, who am I speaking to here? I can say, yes, I know who I am. I have some testimonies in my life. You know, every believer has got to have some testimonies. somewhere where you can point back to and you can say, God came to my rescue on such and such a day. Hallelujah. So David had experienced these escapes. Then David, he now comes in Psalms chapter 124, and this is where I'm going to finish off it. Praise the Lord. And David writes and he says, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say. And I want you to read your names into the scripture. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, let spirit and truth tabernacle say. We are here by the grace of the Lord. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Blessed be the Lord who had not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of a snare of the fowler. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh, let me speak to somebody here and say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on your side, oh, shout somebody, if it had not been for the Lord who was with me all along, how would I have made it here? But I got some good news. The snare is broken. The snare is broken. Whatever the snare of the devil is, I got bad news for Satan. The snare is broken. As a bird, you can escape out of the prison of Satan. If you are in the bondage of blood pressure, the snare is broken. If you are in the bondage of sickness, the snare is broken. If you are in the bondage of whatever situation, oh, stand to your feet and shout, my snare is broken. I'm accepting my liberty. I'm accepting my freedom. The snare is broken. Oh, come on, child of God, snap out of that situation. The snare is broken. Hey, like a bird out of a prison, you can snap into freedom. The snare is broken. Don't be like Johnny Claw. When Johnny Claw, when the snare was broken, but because he was fixed in that place for too long, he could not recognize that the snare is broken. Other birds used to come by and they would say, come on, Johnny Crow, let us go, it's time for winter. And Johnny Crow would say, I'm bound. You are no longer bound. The snare is broken. Hey, come on, bride of Jesus Christ, who feels some freedom, who says, yes, I feel I'm free. I feel I can jump. I feel I can shout. I feel I can praise God. The snare is broken. I'm free by the grace of God. I'm liberated by the grace of Jesus Christ. Hey, 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 that's not enough praise. Somebody shout it. Say, yes, I'm free. Freedom. Free at last by the grace of Jesus. Free by the blood. The snare is broken. You can escape whatever it is that Satan was binding you in. The snare is broken. Snap out of it. Snap out of it. Snap into your liberty and say, yes, I am accepting that my snare is broken. Oh, hallelujah. Selah hamalekoth. You are under a policy. You are under a coverage. And that coverage right now, it is saying the snare is broken. You can receive your heart's desire. You can receive your blessing. You can praise God for it right now. You can start to thank him, amen, for the blessing that is coming your way. Whatever it is that was in your heart, hallelujah, God gives it to you. The snare is broken. You can receive your loved ones. You can receive your children. Sister Hattie, I give you your children in the name of Jesus Christ. Auntie Jemima, your son is yours in the name of Jesus Christ. Whoever it is, if it is your husband, you can have him. If it is your wife, you can have her. In Jesus Christ's name, the snare is broken. Oh, give God some praise, somebody. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My liberty is here. My freedom is here. My rock of escape is here. Selah hamalekoth. Oh, glory to God. Yes. This battle is not yours. This battle is the Lord's. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. His deliverance is here. Praise God in the highest. But I want you to watch something here. He says, our soul is escaped. As a bird out of a snare of a fowler, the snare is broken. We are escaped. Look, David, the way he speaks, he's talking about a physical escape. But yet he says, what has escaped is his soul. Our soul is escaped, but yet the escape was physical. So how does it become a soul escape? What David is telling us here is that there is a sozo power. There is a rock of sozo. And what is sozo? The prophet says he saves us spiritually and he saves us physically. And when he saves you spiritually, it has got to translate to physical. You can't be saved spiritually and remain in bondage physically. Our soul is escaped. And if the soul is escaped, then there must be a physical escape as well. God bless you this afternoon. God bless you this afternoon. Whatever it is, I want to say to you, Selah Hamaleko. The rock of our escape is here. God rescues you against the devil's wishes and the devil's desires. As we bow our heads, I wonder who it is here that wants to say, yes, preacher man, the message was mine. I don't come to church to accompany others. I come to church because there is a personal appointment between me and my God. And whatever that appointment was, I want to say, receive it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whilst we are in such an atmosphere, you can commit yourselves to the Lord and you can say, yes, Lord, it was me you spoke to my heart. It was me, Lord, Father, I am receiving that my escape is here. Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father God, I come before your throne and before your presence. Father, these are your children that are here. Lord Almighty, Father, I call upon your name now. Lord, Father, thou knowest, Lord, what the situation of everyone is. Father, thou knowest my own situation, Lord. Father, you are a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of their hearts. Father, there is none, Lord, Father, that is outside of your eye. Lord, Father, God Almighty, I'm praying that you, Lord, Father, that knew that, Father, there is supposed to be a rock of escape. Oh, great Jehovah, may you cause that your children might snap into liberty, oh God. Father, Lord God Almighty, I come against the work of the wicked devil. I come, Lord, Father, against the plot of any wicked devil, and I renounce that power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, I declare by the authority, Lord, Father, that is given to me as a minister of the gospel, Father God, that Satan has got no power over the church of the living God. I rebuke you, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back to the pits of hell. Let the children of God escape right now, because God, through his word, has declared their escape. Oh, Father, Lord God Almighty, you are the rock of our escape. You are the rock of our salvation. You are the rock of our healing. You are the rock of our desires. Oh, great Jehovah, you said before we call, you will answer. Whilst we are yet speaking, you promise to hear. Father, Lord God Almighty, while Peter yet spake, the Holy Ghost fell upon the people. Oh, great Jehovah, as the word was going forth, Father, I believe you were breaking some chains. Lord, Father God Almighty, you are the chain breaker. You are the way maker. You are the miracle maker. You are the promise keeper. Oh, great Jehovah, grant unto your children, Father, the desires of their hearts. Father God, I commit them all into your lovely, precious hands. Mighty Jesus, let your children on this day, Father, snap into their liberty and into their freedom. We thank you. We bless your name. Father, we appreciate you. We love you. We adore you. We thank you, Father God Almighty, for your doing. It is marvelous to us, Lord. Father, as we come to the end of the service, Lord, Father God, prepare us, Lord, Father, even for the coming meetings this coming weekend. Lord, Father God, that when we step into service, Lord, may your presence come with us. Lord, may there be a mighty visitation, oh God. May your power, dear Jesus Christ, Father, just swing low, and Father, may he touch our hearts. God, I'm committing your children into your hands. Father, I also take this time to pray, Lord, Father, for the pastor of the church. Lord, our precious brother Jack, Lord, Father, together with the family, wherever they are, Lord, be with them, Lord, until we meet, oh, Father God. May your presence be with us all. We will be careful in all to continue to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, for you deserve it, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we commit all, and all the church shall say, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Appreciate the Lord. Amen. Appreciate the Lord for his word. Selah Hamaleko, the rock of our escape. God bless you. Our rock is not like their rock. Ask our brother to come and dismiss us. God bless you.
Say, I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. Say, I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. So I'm gonna, oh, so I'm gonna, oh, say I shall have what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. Yes, I shall have, oh, what I decree. Yes, I believe it belongs to me. So I'm going. Say, speak it, 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 declare it, declare it, declare it, declare it, declare it, declare it. Declare it, declare it, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, it's all mine, it's all mine, it's all mine. Say claim it. I'm gonna.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What a message. Selaham aleikum. I believe I said it right. My God, God will fight your battles. What do we have to fear, saints? We often heard the story of Brother Branham talking about that mother eagle, how she would take her young down on the ground and she'll go back up to the nest or get on high. And if a wolf would come down, that mother eagle would come down and tear that wolf to pieces. We have a Father God that watches over us day and night. He watches over us day and night. If any evil would come our way while we're laying down resting, we're off guard. Satan could come in any kind of way. But we have a Father God. Got his angels encamped about us. If the angels are surrounding us, and we got a Heavenly Father above us, not above us, but in us, we are fortified. Amen. He gave us his word this morning. I know he spoke to my situation. I'm pretty sure he spoke to your situation. So what do you have to fear? Amen. When you wake up in the morning, watch for dead situations all around you. Watch for corpses. Amen. God has moved. He has spoken this morning. Brother Whisper didn't speak. It was Almighty God. Come down. You know what you're going through daily. Amen. I'm a happy soldier. Praise the Lord. Amen. I normally leave when Brother Jack's here, he announces a guest. So, sister, I don't know you, but we're glad that you came into the house of the Lord this morning. God richly bless you. Your sister. Well, praise the Lord. God bless you. Amen. Sister Virginia's sister. Praise the Lord. See, Brother Jack would have known that. Amen. Sister Gwen, I saw her. Sister back here. God bless you. And precious, I know, I seen the face. I can't put a name on it. But it's Brother Daniel. Say again. Benjamin Stephen. I know it. Knew the face. Well, God bless you and your wife. It's good to have you in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let's bow our hearts. Almighty God, Father, you are a great and mighty King. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, that you came down, Lord, and you spoke, Lord God, and we realize, Lord, that when we are surrounded, you have made a way of escape. Father, we are a blessed people, Lord, and Lord, we'll never forget the benefits of being a Christian. Father, thank you for coming and reminding us of just how good you are, just how loving you are, just how precious you are to us, Lord God. Father, your word is truth. We believe it. We receive it, Lord God. We thank you for sending your servant this way. Thank you for using him, Lord. May he be just as blessed as we are, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we lift up our hearts in praise to you just now. Father, as we prepare to leave this place, Lord, we leave out full, Lord God, full of the glory and the praises of God in our hearts, Lord. Father, go before us, Lord. Keep us as we go, Lord, and bring us all back at the appointed time. We pray, Lord God, for Brother Jack and his family, Lord, that you'll bless them there, Lord, the saints. Again, Lord God, wherever they are, all across this world, Lord, be with your people, Lord. Keep us all, Lord, encouraged and fortified behind your word, Lord Jesus, that we may continue to press the battle till you come. Bless us as we leave this place, Lord, and may, when we meditate on these words, may we get even more encouraged and our faith be built. We love you, Father. Commit all things into your hands. It's in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, saints. You may have your seats, and the brothers will come and dismiss you.